This is Jeff Schwartzberg from the Vanderbilt Owen Graduate School of Management. I'm talking today with Tammy Fassinger, Associate Dean of Executive Programs at Owen. Vanderbilt recently announced that its leading executive MBA program would move to an alternating Saturday format beginning in August 2009. We're going to discuss the impact of and reasons behind that significant change, as well as other important aspects of the Vanderbilt Executive MBA experience. Tammy, Vanderbilt first introduced its alternating Friday-Saturday Executive MBA format more than 30 years ago. Why the change to an alternating Saturday format?
Well, it's a good question. And when I look back to that decision in 1978, I wasn't here, but I know several of the professors who were here at the time. 9 out of 10 of our incoming students were sponsored by their companies financially, as well as just in thinking through the need for the degree. And when you were in that sponsorship situation, there was a quid pro quo expected that the company would give you Friday, but you had to have skin in the game and you needed to take your Saturday every other week. And that made sense. Frankly, it's made sense for a long, long time, and it's worked phenomenally well. What we were looking at with this economy and in the era in general, people getting things done right, and people trying to get things done with fewer people and fewer resources, it just began to look to us like it wasn't the right thing to ask those people to then be gone from their workplace 2 Fridays a month. And so today we're in an era where fewer people are sponsored, really more like 10 or 20%. And that was 30% just a few years ago. So when I look at that trend and I look at managers trying to do their jobs well, it seemed essential to just not interfere with their work week and still get this done.
How will this move to alternating Saturdays affect the structure and length of the program?
The actual time sitting in class and the course load will not be altered at all. We were able to really look at our calendar and challenge ourselves for how to get that same thorough 60 credit hour MBA degree program accomplished around an executive work schedule. And all we were really needing to do was extend the program into the summers, which we used to keep sacred. And instead, we're taking one fewer class per semester during the regular spring and fall and moving those 2 classes to a short summer term twice. And we'll still give people a month off in December each year and a month off in the summer between year 1 and year 2. But on the calendar, it will take 24 months instead of 21 months to accomplish the MBA.
Are there new potential executive MBA candidates that you hope to gain through this new format?
I think we will. And one of the interesting groups who, as a group, really we started to notice right away when we announced the change were women. And for whatever reason or set of reasons, women were more reluctant to ask for 2 Fridays off from their workplace. And we also find that with corporate travelers, those people who want to be in their office a little bit and maybe travel 3 or 4 days a week for their jobs already, having that Friday in their office will make a big difference. And the reality is the more demanding your job, the more you need to be in your office when times are bad. And we've enabled that.
Well, switching gears a little bit, the group doctor component at Vanderbilt is unique, definitely among executive MBA programs. Can you describe it and the role that it plays in the learning experience?
Sure. So to back up, the study groups here at Owen in the EMBA program are formal. They're assigned by us at the start of the week in residence. And each study group is created as a team of 4 or 5 people to maximize diversity among 5 industries and 5 functional areas of business. That team, in fact, replicates the skill set you would expect to find in an executive office suite at a company with your CIO, CFO, chief marketing officer, chief operating officer, and one other. It could be a lawyer, a researcher, a head of marketing communications, or what have you. And what happens when you put 5 people from very different walks of life together in a team environment is that learning and adjusting is going to have to take place for that group to storm and norm, and they will have some bumps along that way. And we did not find that leaving that up to chance was maximizing the learning experience. So the group doctor meets with all of the groups toward the end of the first semester to talk things through and say, how's it going? and we forced the discussions that otherwise might build over time and really come out to haunt that study group in the strategy project in year two. And there are several checkups along the way after each semester, and it's been wonderful.
I know the current students, current second-year students are in Asia right now. You know, all Vanderbilt Executive MBA participants do an international residency as part of the program. Where do the students go generally, and what do they get out of this experience?
So right now we're trading emails and photos back and forth in all hours of the day and night, and the students will go on around 10 to 12 different distinct corporate visits, and we try to, again, replicate all of the industry interests in our class. This year in Seoul, which was the first stop on the residency, one of the highlights was they all visited the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. We were hosted by the company commander in charge of the DMZ and got a behind-the-scenes view that even normal tourists do not get. That's a life experience that they'll always be talking about. Visited some major companies like Samsung, our partner school, KU Business School, as well as several other key Korean companies. Then Tuesday night, so that was after a three-day trip to Korea, the students got to Shanghai. And one of the highlights in Shanghai this year is going to be the visit with Mead Johnson. The general manager there is going to be talking about Mead Johnson's nutritional products for children. And we all remember the infant formula scare this past year with the melamine in the infant formula in China. So Mead Johnson is addressing the crisis of that business problem, how they responded, even though it wasn't their product, it affected the whole industry and the way infant formula was perceived. And then we're actually tracking that through the distribution channel and visiting both Walmart and its French competitor Carrefour in the China marketplace to talk to those companies about how they handled the recall and got product back on the shelves that consumers could rely on.
Vanderbilt, unlike several other top executive MBA programs, requires potential candidates to take the GMAT exam. Why do you feel that's important?
Well, that's an interesting question that comes up every time my colleagues and I get together at a conference, and we keep talking about things like how to avoid the perception of MBA light. And we uphold at Vanderbilt that not all schools are consistent in how they attract applicants on the academic side. And certainly in an EMBA program, you're looking at the quality of the work experience, but you also have to look at the quality of the academic potential and promise of that student, at least from our standpoint. And the GMAT is the proven way to do that. We also did not want any of our incoming students to feel that they academically were in any way lesser qualified than their weekday MBA peers down the hall. To get an MBA from Vanderbilt, you have to be academically very proficient, as well as this added bar on the executive side of the quality of your management experience. And that way we can move the classroom at the speed and the agility that our faculty expect. And the peer network provides a lot of additional pressure in these study groups that everyone needs to be academically very, very sound.
Tammy, you've done a great job kind of explaining why this is a great time for someone to invest in their education and get an executive MBA. Can you talk a little bit about the cost structure of how that takes place? This is a very personal decision. It's not an overnight decision. There are a lot of variables that come into play with someone who is staying and remaining in their job, managing a career, managing a family, managing personal finances. How does that all work?
It's a great question, because most of our students are married and they have a mortgage and several children. And the reality is you are a full-time student. And as a full-time student, if you are able to get U.S. government loan money, which citizens or those with cosigners are, you can fill out the FAFSA form and finance all or part of this education and start making the payments on it after you graduate. The advantage of this, well, there are several advantages to this, but the most obvious one is if you expect that return on investment that we typically are able to achieve, you're starting to pay off the degree and the return on your investment happens before you really need to make those payments. You can always pay the loan back off early, which people do, but it means that you don't have to come up with the money now to pay for this education, and you can delay the costs over a period of up to 10 years after you graduate.
And Tammy, talk about the peer network here at the Vanderbilt Executive MBA program, the dynamic of that group, as well as the alumni network opportunities.
Great question. So you have to imagine that in a class of 50 students where everyone takes everything together in a lockstep sequence, the relationships are deep and abiding and respectful. And in that network, I see wonderful things happen. I see people whose companies are in complementary ways able to work with each other as supplier producers. We see classmates hiring one another. We see people go and start businesses down the road together. So those collaborations last well beyond the classroom experience. And I also see banter back and forth between the faculty and particular classes who had an argument go a certain way, and the memory is long and deep. And we've had recently the class of 07 has been going back and forth with our macroeconomics professor who works at the IMF about what the exchange rates were doing. And years back, one group predicted something that came true, and I knew what would happen. The emails started flying. So they stay connected for a career lifetime.
Despite the economic situation that we're facing right now, why is this a good time to invest in getting an executive MBA?
That's a great question. It's the one that I thought you would start with. So thank you for asking me. I think return on investment is always what people need to think about when they're looking at something that's not inexpensive. And in this economy, what we teach in strategy classes is that you need to look for opportunity where your competitors are weak, because there will be opportunity when it starts to turn. As long as you manage your cash flow, you need to be investing in something so that your business comes out stronger among your competitors. If we look at the business of education the same way, and how you personally as a manager or executive can come out of the recession stronger, you need to be equipped with all the tools to take advantage of the economy when it does turn. And in fact, we can help you with some cost management, cash management related issues now. So there's never been a better time for immediate return on investment on Monday with what you learned in class on Saturday. And then I think, Jeff, to be honest, if you look at the return on investment, our alumni report, it speaks for itself. You might invest $90,000 in an education, but if you've recovered the cost of that 2 years later or 3 years later and you plan on working 20 or 30 more years, the rest is gravy.
Finally, what are the biggest benefits that participants in the Vanderbilt Executive MBA program gain through their experiences?
I think it goes back to learning. We talked a little bit about the role of the GMAT and the role of the study group in pushing that learning envelope. And it all starts with academic content. Our faculty expect a lot. And there are certainly easier ways to get an MBA than to come to Vanderbilt to do it. But the people who choose to come to Vanderbilt are people who want to push that envelope of learning and make it really worth something 24 months down the road to have that MBA. And so the level of intensity is really clear here. The level of commitment to the depth of the finance courses and the strategy sequence that builds on all of the things they learn in year one. I liken it to a sport. If you want to run your best time in track and I put you against the high school team, you may not run as fast as if I put you in with a bunch of Olympic qualifiers. And I think of that study group and the pressure of the classroom as that. Everyone wants everybody else to be their very best, and we spend 24 months beating each other up in a great way to get that return on investment.
Thank you, Tammy. From the Vanderbilt Owen Graduate School of Management, this is Jeff Schwartzenberg.